News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, let me just tell you, if you're looking for a job, ZLA Solutions is where you need to go. Those folks, man, they are kicking it. And ZLA Solutions, by the way, just had their biggest year ever putting people back to work. And so if you're looking for a job, let me just tell you, what you might want to do is go to ZLAUSA.com. They've got good jobs posted all over North Alabama, a lot of them with benefits attached. Think about it. Go to ZLAUSA.com. You might find the hookup you need for a job. But if you're an employer and you've got to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need an employee group. They can do that for you. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, whatever the case may be. Same thing, ZLAUSA.com. That's their website. ZLA Solutions. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it, we just make it better. And they do. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, hey, listen, folks, I'm moving to the next piece of the Triple Dipper here. I'm calling this one Back the Blue, all right? So I am going into this section, I'm calling Back the Blue. Now, I really thought about calling this the Get Out of Jail Free Card, because a lot of what I'm going to talk about over the next segment here is the fact that we've got people that are literally committing crimes, sometimes against officers of the law, and then walking off scot-free. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, this show will always back the men and women who serve in law enforcement. In my opinion, those people are on the front lines of the war on crime every single day. And they are literally, by the way, those of you that want to complain about the police, what do you do when you get in trouble? You call the police. What do you fuss about when you have something happen that you want to know, where were the police when I needed this? Well, you know, sometimes you got to recognize what our society is doing to the ability to do policing. Folks, I'm just saying, it's not like you can just want them there one day when you spent the first 10 days of the month denouncing them and defunding them and trying to make sure that they don't have what they need to do the job. Well, we've got some things going on right now around the state. Let me just tell you this, a couple things that are breaking right now. Like one, just before the show started, 1819news.com, Erica Thomas down there, who is the managing editor, she posted a story. Breaking news was that Birmingham police chiefs resigned today. So one of the largest communities in the state, and Copper, tell that caller that I may have to take this call later, okay? Because we're going to hit the break before I get a chance to do so. But literally, the Birmingham police chief resigned today. Birmingham police chief Patrick Smith resigned after nearly 4 years with the department. He made the decision, he said, to focus on personal matters. Let me just remind you, though, that his own local Birmingham Fraternal Order of Police called for his resignation. They had a vote of no confidence in the Birmingham police chief late last year, all right? So apparently the rank and file did not feel supported by leadership, and they cast a vote of no confidence, and for reasons unknown, he is now gone. Congratulations to Captain Scott Thurman, who's being appointed as the acting chief. He's been with the BPD now for 23 years, and so Captain Scott Thurman takes over from the embattled Birmingham police chief Patrick Smith. But folks, what we're seeing right now all over the place is that this has become an increasingly more dangerous time for the men and women who serve and patrol the streets of our cities and counties. All right? I've got an article right here that literally, this one came off of Fox. Fox is reporting that 2021 was an unfortunate historic year. All right? The title says, historic 346 officers shot in the line of duty in 2021. Let me put some things in perspective for you. Now, granted, we were at war in Iraq and Afghanistan. You can find, of the 20 years we were in Afghanistan, you can find whole years where we did not reach near the level of police officer deaths that what we're seeing right now. 346 police officers shot in the line of duty, 63 were killed in 2021 alone. It was the highest number, I believe, in well over two decades. And it's because of what we're seeing in terms of liberal policies being put into place that diminish the capability and the morale and the actual ability to enforce the law. I've called out Liberal Mayor Randall Woodfin from Birmingham multiple times, not the least of which was for his policing. I said last summer that he was going to get somebody killed with policies like, no, there's no longer allowed to have a no-knock warrant. Well, a no-knock warrant, I get it. That may be dicey, but you know what? There are times when you know something's going on inside that door and you have to take part. What? How about this? He also said we will no longer use flashbang grenades. Flashbang grenades don't kill people. They stun and disorient people. When you have someone on the far side of a door who may be armed and you want to send in your men and women who are there for the right reasons, a flashbang that comes in the door literally disorients the shooter and gives the good guys the chance to get inside without getting shot as they hit that narrow kill funnel when they come through the door, all right? Policies like that are ridiculous. To blanket say, we're not going to do this. Well, folks, I'm going to run through a series of articles from around the nation that tells you what it's like right now in law enforcement in some places. As I watch right now on the studio, the big screen, I am watching the funeral of a slain police officer in New York City. God bless you, men and women in blue. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and very much in favor of our police. We'll be right back.
Live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like that dude just said. And we are here on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN, biggest show in the afternoons across the northern part of the state. This one, Right Side Radio, because we got a bunch of right side ruffians in the audience who listen on a regular basis, and that is a blessing. Thank you so much. We have this show because of y'all. And if we hit the mark, man, if we hit the mark, then it's because we're saying, you know, it's okay to, it's cool to be a Christian. It's cool to be conservative. It's something that we're proud of, and we're not afraid to talk about it. And that's where we are right now on this show. Hey, listen, by the way, I will just say this. The section I'm doing right now of the Triple Dipper, I call this Back the Blue. And it's not just a matter of saying, thanks for what you do, but I'm going to encourage you to do that. I mean, it's more than that. We got to have politicians that line up behind their men and women in blue. We got to wind up having policies in place that and funding that's necessary and stop all the madness of inciting violence against police officers. That being said, I want to encourage you. If you're at a restaurant, if you're at, you know, the drive-thru, if you're sitting there in any capacity and there's a police officer, consider just as you walk past their table, say, hey, thanks for what you do. And I'm telling you, it means something. As a soldier in uniform, I can tell you, as I travel back and forth in uniform, coming to and fro from overseas duty when I was on leave or whatever else, you know, you're in uniform and you're in your civilian, you're in a civilian airport, hearing people say, thank you for your service. Do not mistake that as being trivial. It matters. Well, the same is true for our men and women who serve our communities. I want to encourage you, listen, when you see them, don't be afraid to just look over and say, hey, man, thanks for what you do. Officer, thank you for being there. They need to hear that. I mean, too often they're not. I mean, they have one of the most thankless jobs. People always want them there when they need them and ignore them when they're not needed. Well, they're always needed. So anyway, there's that. Listen, I've got a first article right here that I'll show you. Part of what struck me as the need to do this segment was this article right here. FoxNews.com, historic year, 346 officers shot in the line of duty in 2021. Goes on to say a historic 346 police officers were shot in the line of duty in 2021, 63 of whom were killed, according to the National Fraternal Order of Police. The number of officers shot in the line of duty last year is up from 312 in 2020, 47 of whom of those were killed, and 293 in 2019, 50 of those were killed. And it goes on to say the FOP president, Patrick Yost, said, as we've said before, the recent erosion of respect for law enforcement and anti-police rhetoric has fueled more aggression towards police officers than what we have seen in previous years. And that's true. I believe that. these trends don't just happen because society had a bad day. You know, no, they happen because someone set the stage for it. The five states with the highest number of officers shot in the line of duty were Texas, Illinois, I'm going in order here, Texas, Illinois, California, Georgia, and Florida. I would dare say part of that's population-based, but part of it also is their heavy urbanized areas, large urbanized areas where there's a very intense population within a certain, you know, geographic area. It also says, though, that ambush-style attacks, attacks when officers are shot at without any warnings or opportunities to defend themselves, were up 115% in 2021 compared to 2020. Yeah, 130 officers were shot in 103 ambush attacks in 2021 alone. So, folks, yeah, that's an amazing statistics, and it comes with policy. It comes when you have things like this story last night. Charlene and I were driving back from an event in Huntsville. And we were, she was sitting there kind of surfing the news, and I heard her go, oh, and I said, what? And she read me this story. This is the kind of thing that makes police officers wonder if what they're doing on the street is going to make a difference. If you have knuckleheads, and knucklehead's too kind of a word. This guy, like progressive DA, the district attorney out in LA, Gascon. So George Gascon, he's one of those, by the way, who was funded, his campaign was funded by George Soros. It was. I mean, it's not like Phil, it's a conspiracy. No, it's real. It was funded by George Soros. Here's the headline. You ready for this? California trans child molester, 26, gets 2 years in a juvenile facility. Did you hear that? An LA County judge on Thursday, ordered the person now calling themselves Hannah Tubbs, a transgender California woman, which means it's a man, to serve 2 years in a juvenile facility after she pleaded guilty to sexually assaulting a 10-year-old girl in 2014. Let me tell you how messed up this is. Charles Gascon, according to the laws of California, apparently, the prosecutor brings the charges. The judge is not allowed to change the charges from the bench. The prosecutor brought the charges of juvenile offense, even though, at the time of the crime, he was 18 years old. At the time of the crime, he violently molested a 10-year-old girl, one of two of his victims. He was called James Tubbs at the time. He re-identified as a female after he was arrested. He is now 26 years old. 26 years old. But he, calling herself she, is being tried or was tried as a juvenile because Charles Gascon refused to up the charges to adult level, which means the sentencing requirements in California require that he be sentenced to a juvenile facility. He's a child molester. He's a trans child molester, and he's being sentenced to a juvenile facility for 2 years. By the way, 2 years is a light sentence because the maximum for any juvenile in that kind of program is 25. Had he been tried as an adult, he'd go into general admission somewhere else in a major adult facility and spend some time out of the public eye. No, not going to happen because Charles Gascon. That's the kind of thing that drives our men and women in blue crazy. They arrested this guy, and he gets a slap on the wrist, and he gets sent to what amounts to a candy shop for him. Next story, also on Fox. Venezuelan national on the FBI's terror watch list released into Michigan after crossing the border. Our Customs and Border Patrol folks are also considered part of law enforcement. Customs and Border Patrol is so worn out and beleaguered right now. They are doing a job they were never signed up to do. They've really become more along the lines of process servers and travel agents. They're not allowed to truly patrol the border like they used to. Well, this dude gets into the country. He's a Lebanese-born Venezuelan national listed on the FBI's terror watch list, and he was released into the United States after crossing the border illegally. Yeah. And the Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott has repeatedly sounded the alarm over the number of migrants that are flooding through and says there's levels we've never had before. And not only was this guy on the terror watch list, apparently it says that the hit on him, when you read up, when you find it, the hit, it says that's what's basically described, basically when it registered him on the system, comes back with a call with high derogatory information affiliated with an unspecified group, meaning it's classified. Meaning high derogatory means very solid evidence that he's involved with a group which is classified by name on the terror watch list. Customs and Border Patrol catches him. He gets released into the Michigan community. I'm saying, folks, back the men and women in blue. Put people in office who will back the men and women in blue. Put people in office who will not do things like scream for defund the police and then go hire their own personal security, like Representative Cori Bush, a member of the squad. Oh, isn't this interesting? Story from the Post-Millennial just yesterday. Cori Bush, squad member, vehicle struck by gunfire in St. Louis. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at the irony. She is a defund the police individual who, by the way, takes issue with anyone who would question why she's not allowed to have her own personal security detail. While she screams for defund the police, and in her district, her own vehicle riddled with gunfire just the other day. How about this one? As I continue to walk through the I'm making you mad and I know it about our men and women in blue. This one's titled from the Post-Millennial also. Epic Failure, dated yesterday. Epic Failure. Only 2 of 81 retired police officers express an interest to return to the Portland Police Bureau. Portland, Oregon is literally, according to this article, having more officers retiring faster than we can hire to replace them. They are in such a staffing crisis in the Portland Police Bureau that the mayor entered into a recent attempt. He said he was going to go back. I'm going to go right now, and I'm going to try and rehire 100 of our recently retired officers, except they won't come back. Retired police officers, it says in the article, slammed the chief as tone-deaf and offensive, taking issue with disqualifications. Among the disqualifications included things that officers were violating policies by cooperating with federal agents as the attacks on Portland residents occurred when the federal courthouse was under siege. In other words, they were doing their job to serve and protect the community. And then they were disqualified from their jobs for assisting federal law enforcement to protect the Portland courthouse. That's just one of many grievances. That's what they're dealing with in Portland. They can't even staff the police force because of the lack of support from their own leadership and from a mayor who is so out of touch with reality. It's amazing. I'm going to keep this going for a minute more when we get back from this break. But folks, I'm just telling you right now, if you see a man or a woman in uniform, county deputy, local police officer, whatever the case may be, if you see them out and about, stop for a second. Just pause. Just as you're walking by, just look over and make sure you catch their eye and say, hey, thanks for what you do. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right. And I know I'm right about this. I know I am. I'm talking about Back the Blue. That's my whole segment right now. And I, like I said, I literally almost called this segment because, you know, I give them my witty titles once in a while, you know, or I call them something that I think would be kind of catch your eye if you're looking at a podcast. I started to call this one the Get Out of Jail Free Card, because too often that's a big part of the problem. But then I thought, no, it's bigger than that, because I'm looking at record levels of police officers being shot on the line of duty. I've got an article right now, so I called it Back to Blue. That's what we're talking about here. I've got an article, another one just came off Fox, and this is dated yesterday. Just yesterday, 6 law enforcement officers were shot across the United States in one day, in less than a 48-hour period. I mean, where were they? We had 3 in Houston, 2 in St. Louis, 1 in Milwaukee. Had a separate incident. There may have been 2 incidents in Houston, and then that's ongoing. But what I was talking about with the get out of jail free card piece, it's madness like this. Separate story from Fox: New York City teen charged with shooting NYPD cop walking free on bond. A 16-year-old up-and-coming rapper charged with shooting an NYPD cop in the Bronx walked free on bond Thursday, and cops are fuming over it. Cameron Williams, also known by the rap name C-Blue, posted his $250,000 bond after being locked up at a Brooklyn juvenile facility on gun and assault charges in the shooting of a 27-year-old cop. If anybody wants to know why we have a crisis of violence in this city or why we're about to bury two hero police officers, you can look no further than this disgraceful bail release, said the NYPD Police Benevolence Association. Yeah. This guy, by the way, was a known offender. It was already his second time to be targeted for having illegal possession of a firearm. And it says he chose to fight with and shoot a New York City police officer. The judge, by the way, is known for his leniency. This judge, Judge Boyle, is getting all kinds of backlash right now. And with one individual saying that the people of the Bronx won't be safe as long as he's on the bench. But it's becoming a political football, too. And I'm glad, because they earned it. People like AOC, they need to understand the ramifications of what they do to their own communities when they say things like, we need to defund the police. We need to reimagine policing. There's no reimagining. The bad guys aren't reimagining. The bad guys are loving it. So let's stop and think about that. When you reimagine policing, are you asking for the bad guys to reimagine the means by which they do or don't commit crime? No. All you're doing is reimagining how to make the streets less safe. Well, it's becoming a political football, and what I do enjoy the fact is that there are people who are running for office right now who are literally running on in part on this issue. AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, New York City Congresswoman, is in a city in her district that has a huge spike in homicides, including the murders recently of two NYPD officers. Her Republican opposition is proposing a federal death penalty for convicted cop killers. So his name is Desi Cuellar. Desi Cuellar himself is an Army National Guardsman and a descendant of Cuban refugees who fled the communist Castro regime. He announced his proposal to bring a new federal law and then himself went out to take part in a rally in support of the slain officers outside the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office. Because Alvin Bragg is another one of those George Soros-funded liberal light-on-crime guys who makes it harder to do policing. I tell you what, I got about 1 minute. I'll go ahead and take that call real quick. Kirby from Harvest. Hey, Kirby, how you doing on a Friday? I got about a minute, man. What's on your mind?
I believe, if I remember, it was the George Floyd incident that got all of this, that got made popular, people going out and killing policemen. And I just wanted to add a few facts I do know about it. One, he was raping a woman while another man held her at gunpoint. And that just got these people all fired up, and they started demonstrating and all. And I just thought I would add, isn't it very interesting how you never hear the opinions of the rape victims? Wouldn't it be great, instead of seeing all these people go out and riot and tear down buildings because of what happened to him, I would love to hear the poor woman who was being raped. Shouldn't her opinion be? In fact, if I were going to request a show, let rape victims who've been raped by these people come on and tell you what their opinion is. Shouldn't we get their side of this story?
Kirby, you are spot on, man. Too often the victims get overlooked in all of this, and they're asked to just live with the results. Kirby, thanks for the call, man. I'm up against the break. As always, you have good input. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Coming back with a switch of a subject, we'll go to the Ukraine, but the lines are open, 256-494-9866. We'll be right back.